listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about one of the worst kings in the Bible. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, where we read this. Also, he removed the Sabbath pavilion, which they had built for the temple, and he removed the king's outer entrance from the house of the Lord on account of the king of Assyria. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaz, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Ahaz was one of the worst kings to ever reign over Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah. He brought in corrupt pagan innovations to the temple of God. Ahaz took away many of the good things that stood before him. The record of 2 Kings 16 tells us some of the story, but not all of it. The rest of the acts of Ahaz are found in 2 Chronicles and a few other places. Ahaz did what he could to discourage the worship of the true God at the temple of God. For a time, he even shut down the operation of the temple, and he established small pagan altars all around Judah. You can read about that in 2 Chronicles chapter 28. I think that in many ways, Ahaz is a warning to our generation. He could be considered a church leader from the 21st century on several points. First of all, Ahaz was a man with an artistic sense of style. Ahaz was impressed with technology, and he brought the Babylonian innovation of the sundial to Jerusalem. That's in 2 Kings chapter 20. Ahaz loved innovation and new things, and he brought those innovations into worship. At the same time, Ahaz seemed to be a nice man. He did not have the persecuting spirit of his grandson Manasseh that we read about in 2 Kings chapter 21. Yet, Ahaz had the advantage of great prophets and messengers in his own day, such as Isaiah and Micah. Ahaz also had the blessing of a great deliverance when God spared Jerusalem and Judah from conquest. Furthermore, Ahaz had the influence of a godly father and a godly heritage from the line of David. You see, Ahaz had many advantages, yet he was a terrible leader for the people of God. The key to understanding Ahaz is to note that he had no real relationship with God. Ahaz destroyed the link that his father Jotham made between the palace and the temple, and this was an illustration of his destroyed relationship with God. With his love of the latest trends and fashions, he was the opposite of Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ahaz had a vague spiritual interest, and that was not enough. In the end, Ahaz put his trust in himself and in humanity instead of in the living God who reigns from heaven. Therefore, we can say that the reign of Ahaz was a disaster, one of the worst among the kings of Judah. How can you avoid the same disaster? Don't put your trust in yourself, in your gifts, in your strengths, in the latest style, or even in good people who might want to help you. At your foundation, put your trust in God. Only Jesus Christ himself is worthy of our trust. So let's put our focus on him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.